It's the regular season finale. It's the Chiefs and Broncos. Hello, and thank you for joining us for Block and Tackle. I'm Phil Milani alongside Steve Atwater and Casey Jones. And Casey, let's start with you. Broncos have been waiting a long time for this week. Finally, a chance to see Paxton Lynch.
A healthy Paxton Lynch is going to lead the team on the field against the Kansas City Chiefs. And he's going to be evaluated, not just by throwing the ball down the field, handing it off. I think they're going to evaluate how competent he is and how he leads the team on and off the field.
Yeah, and there's a couple of milestones. I know that this Broncos offense wants to get to DT and C.J. Anderson closing in on 1,000 yards.
Yeah, it's not going to be just the Paxton Lynch show. He can't do it all himself. If he throws the ball 40 times this game, he's going to struggle. So he's going to have to hand the ball off to C.J. Anderson. He's been the workhorse the last quarter of the season. And then also Demaryius Thomas is 108 yards short of 1,000-yard season again. These guys are going to have to step up. They're going to have to make plays if Paxton Lynch is going to have success.
And it's going to be interesting. Do you think they'll put Paxton Lynch in some situations to evaluate him, or is the number one goal for the game plan, hey, let's go out and win this game?
I think it's one and the same. I think you judge a quarterback by how he leads a team and how he finishes a game. And I think they're going to evaluate him getting the team on and off the field, breaking the huddle, making adjustments on the field, and his overall confidence in leading the team.
And Steve, on the other side, I know that Chiefs fans are really eager to finally see their first-round pick, Patrick Mahomes, starting at quarterback for them.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be exciting. I think we all kind of want to see what this guy can do. He had a great career at Texas Tech. And a lot of the fans are calling for this guy to be the starter. And, you know, of course, Alex Smith, their starting quarterback, just led them to a AFC West Division Championship and to the playoffs. So we'll see how that plays out in the offseason. But, yeah, Patrick Mahomes will be the starting quarterback. He won't have all of his weapons, though, because from what we understand, Andy Reid, their head coach, his philosophy is not to play their starters once they've made the playoff, if it's kind of a game that they don't have to win to get into the playoff. So we may not see as much of Travis Kelce, their star tight end,
Tyreek Hill,
the receiver, Kareem Hunt, their running back. So without them having all those weapons in play, I think our defense has a good chance of coming out and dominating.
I know that defense. Looking forward to not seeing some of those guys.
We don't want to see those guys.
But this Broncos defense really has a chance to finish the season tops in the league in defense. How important is that for that unit?
Yeah, I think it's very important for them. They take a lot of pride in that room and what they do. They work hard every single day. And if they can get that feather in their hat, so to speak, of being the top defense in terms of giving up the fewest amount of yards, I think it will go a long way towards them having something to build on for next year.
Yeah, not quite the season that anybody wanted, offense, defense, special teams, but maybe a chance to finish the season with a strong win against a division opponent. Casey, a final thought here.
I think it's Paxton Lynch. It's his game. He's going to be evaluated, but you got to give him a chance. You got to give him a chance to play with confidence, get him in a rhythm early with short passes, get the running game going with C.J. Anderson, but you got to give him a chance to get that confidence, get that rhythm to lead the team down the field.
Steve, a final thought on the defense.
Yeah, I mean, I said this the same thing last week. I think it'll be key that we disguise our defenses. Don't just line up in the coverage and play it. Disguise it all over the place. Show a lot of cover two. Show some cover one when you're playing cover two. Try and confuse this young Patrick Mahomes. He's a rookie quarterback. Hasn't had a chance to go over everything. Hasn't seen a lot of live action. So us disguising it could be the cause of us coming up with several interceptions.
It's the regular season finale. This group will never be the same. One last chance to get out there and play for each other and get a win, head into the offseason with a little bit of momentum. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Steve Atwater, Casey Jones, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Block and Tackle.